Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is Drop Tent Media Network.
Losing it, dude, the car you had, I think you were borrowing a car that day. Yours was in the shop, if I remember correctly. And I don't want to blow you up, so we can cut this. But I'm pretty sure it was your chick's car because it had the eyelashes. It had the eyelashes. Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Bus. Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind, the recycling. It's a flesh body world. Humans are slimy reptilian.
I want to fight you almost. Like, not fight you, but like, if I fight, like, it's one of those things where I feel like I could win the fight if I just fucked up your watch.
Right.
Okay, I'm just going to go after your watch. And then you're going to have to try to catch me, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm getting more into watches these days. I feel like an expensive watch. I mean, if you have it. Like, if you really, really have it, right, and just spending a certain price, it's like, okay, I get it.
Because I got you.
Some watches are very unique. And if they're like, you have some that are one of some, but then you have some that are one of none.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, one of one. Like,
right. The one-on-one situation.
Yeah, it's like I'm paying to be either one of the only few or the only one to wear this watch. It's like, oh, man.
There's like two things to that though, right? Like sometimes I feel like I don't know why. If you do have it like that and you are wearing a one of one, I feel like women, if that's your game, if that's where you're going to, like, women don't want to hear about your fucking, like, they don't want to hear the ins and outs of why it's one of one. They're like, it's nice.
Yeah.
They're like, I know, I get it. It's nice. It seems like you like nice things. I like somebody who likes nice things. You right. know what I mean? But you're not going to be like, yeah, so the dial here, you have to understand that's only right. four of them made. You're like, she's like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
It's like, so who are you telling it to? You're telling it to your boys. You're telling it to right. like,
there's you're more people to the who dudes. Don't care about the intricate details than people that do.
I know.
That's more people that don't.
That's the way it goes always. But yeah. Oh, I'm here with Zuccotti. What's up, dude? How are you?
Oh man, I'm honored. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, man. This is going to be fun because we met in an interesting way. Zuccotti, a purveyor yes. of chill vibes, I would yes. say. We met straight up just outside of a deli not far from here. I believe, I would say, a Latino deli.
It's been a while now.
Dude, did the car, am I losing it? Or did the car you had, I think you were borrowing a car that day. Yours was in the shop, if I remember correctly. And I don't want to blow you up, so we can cut this. But I'm pretty sure it was your chick's car because it had the eyelashes. which I respect the hustle, dude. I was like, did I get you? He's like, yeah, I got this car. Whatever, it's fine. But I was like, we can cut it. It's not a big deal. I feel it's like, cool. But it was. Yeah. hey, good for her for letting you borrow the car. I was like, yeah, dude.
At that time, my car broke down. What? I had to put it in the shop. Yeah. And my next result was to hit up this chick that I was dealing with at the time. I said, hey, can I borrow your car? She said, yeah. And that's the car you see me in.
That was great. I was like, yeah, dude, this guy is fucking unique. You pulled it off still.
That big.
You like still pulled it off. I tell people, I was like, yeah, I mean, yeah. And it was just like, hey, do you, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, that's how we met. It's like, that's, they don't even do that anymore. I feel like people meeting in real life. You're like, this is what it used to be like. You used to just meet, like, what's up with your, what's going on? He's like, you know.
Yo, can you imagine how dreadful it was to driving that car though?
Oh, man.
Think about it.
Like I'm saying, you pulled it off. I don't know how. I was like, nah, however this is working. I was also in my head. I was like, I bet you he pulls so many women. I was like, I don't know why it made sense. It was like a black car, and then it had like pink.
Yeah.
It had pink eyelashes on the headlights. I was like, I don't know how this motherfucker's pulling this off, dude, but I'm pretty sure he's just fucking out there in the streets doing it.
Yo, I made it work.
Like you said, dude.
I made it work.
Damn. That was fucking, there's no way I would have pulled off anything like that, but you did.
Definition of getting to it by any means.
Yeah.
Getting it done by any
means. At least it's good, because you're, a purveyor of chill vibes. Also, music and, your clothing company and, Our Little Secret, that whole thing, man. It was cool to see somebody, another creative dude. You got irons in the fire, just doing some fun stuff. And you were just a chill dude, which is huge.
Yeah,
man. Tell me about though. Yeah, where Our Little Secret came from. You're wearing the shirt.
So
I love.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
the design.
And this is how you know that this is good print, because this shirt has been washed and dried like quite a few times, and it's still here.
Yeah, that's sealed over top. You can tell that's the bubble seal, the emboss seal, and stuff like that over time. That's good stuff.
But so Our Little Secret. Our Little Secret, the name derived from, just living in a world, right, where it's very seldom people hold on to any type of privacy, let alone a secret. Like, you can't hold on to a secret, but I still believe in keeping secrets. And I just knew that there were hundreds, thousands, maybe millions of other people who still believes in just holding on to some form of a secret, right? So I did this for us, and I'm very 420 friendly, so 420 base. So this is definitely a brand for stoners as well.
Yeah.
But more so, we just a community who just believes in keeping secrets.
I love that. Yep. I love that.
And also, not to cut you off.
No.
There's nothing more exclusive than a secret.
True. Secrets are the best. I mean, secrets are both the best and the worst, depending on friendship, depending on who it is, your relationship. But they are fun. They are fun.
Secrets are fun. And secrets rule the world. Just think about the government.
Sure.
We hear about the conspiracies, right?
Absolutely.
The cult-like acts, like the secrecy. Secrets rule the world.
Yeah. Our podcast is called Cult of Us, as like a play on just like we were looking for like a band name, something like that spoke to us two with our individual ideas, because we're kind of two different dudes. Adam, shout out, buddy. I know. I pointed up like he's dead. He's not dead. He's just, we're just doing different recordings. So we wanted to have some cool people on. So we had a little hiatus, but yeah, it was just like called of us. Like, yeah, we're called of even just us two. Like we have secrets and dumb stuff between us. If you talk for us a little bit, we'll let you in on the secrets or, our mode of thinking. And then we're trying to like get you to both see how stupid we are, see how ridiculous we are, wear all of it on our sleeves, but at the same time to us, we're like, we think it's a secret.
Right.
We think it's a secret. Like we keep it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's that weird tie. So I think our secret is we both know we're stupid, but we also are looking at you being like, right. We're smart.
Right. That's fun.
You ain't on the secret. We're both pretty dumb.
I like that.
It's fun that way.
though.
Yeah. But you're not wrong with the cult following, dude. Secrets are very fun. I feel like what has been the people's like response with Secrets and
and
having fun with that? Like,
I'm realizing how many people actually do that I know have Secrets. Yeah. But no, it's very relatable. Like, just think about it. Like, everyone has a secret. Doesn't have to be a bad thing, right? But they have a secret, everyone. And I feel like those are more so the people who buy into us, because it's like buying into a secret, right? Because we have a secret, right? Our little secret has a secret, right? Yeah. And it's like you buy into a secret. And I think it's fun for people. It's not just, they don't just like the clothing, how it looks. Yeah. They like the whole idea of the secrecy. Like,
absolutely.
Like, this isn't a brand that's blown up yet. Like, we're not known all across the world yet. So people like the fact that when they buy a piece of garment from us and they walk into a room full of 100 people, that they may only be the only one in there that's wearing this garment, that even knows what this garment is.
Yeah, and that has the history and the context.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Yeah, I don't even know how I would want it to scale up. Like, you guys, like, if it does scale to a cool, like a crazy big market, then it becomes, I feel like, a fun game for you guys is like, now we'll release a shirt that is more obscure or different or something like that. And then that would be the constant chase of like, oh, you got that one. I didn't even hear about that one.
Right.
Like, I didn't even, I'm in the group and I didn't even hear about that secret. Like, right. I love the idea of branding being the secret. Like, it is, it's a fun way to think about it instead of just exclusivity, to know that the secret is kind of just funny that you know it. Yeah. It's a very cool concept.
And it also creates a silent community. Like, I want people to, like, I empower people, right? That even if you aren't wearing your piece of garment at that moment, wherever you are in the world, and I mean wherever, if you ever see someone with this Our Little Secret logo on,
right,
automatically you have to just go up and shake their hand, or at least go shh. Right. Something like, let them know that you guys share a secret.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You don't have the shirt on, but then you just pull out the lighter.
Right. Like, oh man, exactly.
The lighter's nice. The lighter's clutch.
That creates an automatic bond.
Yeah,
amongst people, right? Just,
and we all like it. Yeah, I guess especially in the day of like so much, Marvel and all, like a lot of IP that we used to be considered nerd stuff or whatever was in subcategories of secrets or like, you know, cultures is now mainstream. So we're constantly, it's cool that you're like, what if we keep reinventing the idea of like the secret, the underground secret you're all maybe aware of or ever missed or something like that. And having that community is cool. Mm-hmm. That's super cool. Well, how did the music, so I feel like the whole vibe of it sets off a lot from your creative stuff. You know, you started music very young.
Very young.
Which is huge here in Philadelphia.
Yep. Philadelphia.
And, when they used to, you were telling me like, what it used to be, which I've heard of and seen, obviously my whiteness is a little different, but like I said, I can't just be walking up to dudes like, hey, what are you guys doing? You guys rapping? Oh, that's cool. You mind if I watch? Like, and they're like, fuck, get out of here, kid. But you were just, you know, you did as all creatives do. We would be telling jokes from Richard Pryor. I was telling you like stuff I heard that my mother was like cool with me watching and stuff, but I would recite. You similarly were checking out underground artists.
Yeah.
And then doing, and just saying their stuff, which of course you do. You're mimicking what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then it grew from there.
I realized, right, the raps that I was mimicking, people didn't know who it belonged to,
right?
Who it were. Right? Maybe they weren't hip to, you know, like just, I don't know.
It's like before.
They wasn't hip to that yet, right?
It's like if, you were like grabbing raps because you had like your ear to the ground. It's like before the purple tape went, like you would be, like if you were grabbing those like before it hit and then you're just like, then it hits, everyone's like, hey man, you're 12. Why do you know this? Yeah. What were some of those? Do you even remember some of those like early underground?
Wu-Tang Clan.
Right.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Got you.
Yeah, shout out. Yeah, shout out to the Wu-Tang Clan, man.
Yeah, Adam, the other, like the co-host, he's from Staten Island. Okay. So he would run in. He would run into, what is it? I can't remember which one he would run into. He would see him around Staten Island because he's from there all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yeah. So he's a big Wu-Tang fan.
Okay, that's cool.
But so, okay, that was an early influence.
Look, and, yeah, Wu-Tang. I was about 10 years old reciting you guys' lyrics here in Philadelphia. Yeah. As if they were mine, because certain parts of Philadelphia, so certain people, they just wasn't hip to you guys yet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And somebody caught on to it and was like, yo, hold up. That's Wu-Tang Clan. What are you doing?
Still impressive. I'm a 10-year-old. Like, I'm a 10-year-old kid who just spit 60 bars that I remember because I'm so passionate about it. Still pretty cool. I mean, it's not, it would be great if you were savant, I guess. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of what rap. Yeah, I mean, well, Wu-Tang's perfect. I can't even
remember which one it was. Wu-Tang
works,
man.
Because it's still because of them dealing with their interests and everything, like with anime and kung fu and like all that stuff.
Right.
I'm trying, because I was thinking if it was somebody else, we were like, why is this kid talking about getting shot 9 times? Like,
yeah, right.
Wait, this can't be his raps. Like, you know, but with Wu-Tang, you can do that because it's fun. Yeah. Dang. That's great.
You know what's funny? Maybe I didn't even realize, right? Maybe I could have got like my early inspiration from them, because I looked at Wu-Tang as just being able to just be them.
Yeah.
They loved kung fu, right? So their cover art, it had kung fu skits. Their cover art was kung fu. Coming up, I love art. So the cover arts of my song is like artful, it's artsy. Yeah. You know, you got colorful pieces, you got cartoon, anime looking cover art. So I didn't even know. I might have been picking that up and didn't even realize it.
Yeah, they definitely bridged some gaps there. Yeah, they definitely were art forward. Again, setting more of an artistic vibe to everything they did, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you did the same thing here.
Did the same thing.
Which is crazy. Who else? So you went from Wu-Tang and then like...
So coming up as far as who I... just listen to, right?
Yeah, like influences. Oh, man. I'm thinking even here in the diverses. City.
Because I'm from Philadelphia, right? So you would think I would just name a bunch of East Coast artists. But I loved, I was listening to like Cash Money.
Gotcha.
Before my peers, I remember my peers listening to Cash Money. So I went from Wu-Tang to...
Was this early days too? Where you were just like downloading songs off the internet? Like where were you? This
before, we wasn't even downloading songs.
I know, right? I'm trying to think of tapes. Trying to think of where... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Man.
cassette tapes.
In the city, it might have been easier. For kids, like we just had to go to like, you know, the mall or whatever and try to find a CD. Or, yeah, I mean, if your mom still had a cassette tape, kind of, you know, old Walkman kicking around.
Oh, man. Yeah, I had all of that. I had the cassette tape. I had the Walkman, big headphones. Yeah. I was walking to school, sitting on the bus, listening to Cash Money.
Fuck.
Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Cassette tapes, yeah.
But that is always a question of, sometimes. I mean, we used to have a podcast on here talking specifically about some music, some hip-hop music, especially different genres of it. And, East Coast, West Coast thing. I know you were like, oh, I might name a bunch of East Coast people, but you were listening to a whole mix of things.
I was listening to a whole, my music is like a pot of like who I listen to coming up, right? So I'm from Philadelphia. I listen to Beanie Siegel, you know, State Property, Major Figures, a lot of New York artists. My favorite was Jay-Z, Cameron, Westside Gunn, the whole Griselda movement.
Gosh.
But I also have a lineup of artists from the South, such as that I love to listen to. Some of my favorite artists to this day. Such as Cash Money, Gucci Mane, Young Dolph.
Gotcha.
A lot. I listen to even underground down south artists, Gorilla Zoe. Like, I listen to a lot of Shorty Low, RIP Shorty Low.
Dang.
Like, I listen to a lot of down south artists, just as much as East Coast. I love it. Oh, 3-6 Mafia. I can't forget the name. Listen to a lot of 3-6 Mafia. Yeah.
That's great. I mean, yeah, when you go to those influences. So how did you feel that you took some, you know, that whole mix? Did you go through phases in music like all artists do? Like,
I went through phases.
It was one more this than that.
Yeah, I went through phases of music. Like, I used to listen to Gucci Mane so much in, say, about 2008, 2009. that my music damn near sound like. I was trying to be Gucci Mane.
It's tough.
You know, so I went through a transition of like, okay, I like this artist's music, but I don't want to make music sounding exactly like this artist. Right. So this artist. So how can I, you know, take, what can I take from it? Is it a...
Hey, how you doing? This is Neil Wood, one of the co-owners of Drop 10 Media Network and who helps run Biggest Little Comedy. You can check out all the other stuff we do at drop10.com. We've got podcasts, live comedy shows, and so much more. Go over there, support your favorite podcasts, follow them, subscribe. We appreciate it. Again, we're 100% DIY, just a bunch of creatives trying to make it in this. And give us some feedback. We always enjoy a little feedback. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, did you find, I feel like this happens. Let me know if this is true, I should say. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that happens in the dark with artists. Like, I think some people get, they fault, you know, people for sounding like or looking like, and it's really that it's, there's just kind of two ways it goes about it. There's artists who, they evolve in the light. They already start making stuff. They already start putting out stuff. They're like, this just sounds like this person. You're like, well, you know, there are other songs. There's other things I like about it. I think they're pushing it. I think they're trying to find themselves. There's other people that just write. They're quiet about it until maybe they get to the point where they're like, I think I've got something that's uniquely me or something. And then they start. I feel like some people get faulted for the growth period in the light. They do. You know? Yeah. And you're like,
that's true.
That is what it is, though. You got to, you know, that's all what we do. We mimic what we like when we're very, very young.
Yeah.
10 years old.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And I went through my growth period.
Yeah. When did you start feeling like, or acknowledge, or people acknowledge, like, oh, this is him. Like, this is just, this is kind of, you found something you loved.
One, my ad libs.
Gotcha.
Yeah. My ad libs, that's one thing I realized I found me, because people were like, yo, that ad lib is you. Like, no one does that, like that signature. So that was one sign. I was like, okay. And just people listening to my music, and in their head, they would compare me to other people, more so trying to figure out, like, who does this guy sound like? And people are like, yo, you don't sound like anyone.
Right.
And I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, like, you just sound like you don't remind me of nobody. Like, you sound different.
Sound like you.
I like it. And I'm like, wow, okay.
That's great. Yeah. That's like a big, that's an awesome moment.
Because I remember periods of making music and people would tell me, like, yo, you sound like such and such. Or you remind me of such and such. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, it wasn't a bad comparison either. So I'm like, cool. I see that, because I get a little bit of, you know, sprinkle this of such and such and sprinkle this of such and such. But I became a master of my craft, because I've never stopped, right? I've never stopped making music, regardless of what I was doing. I've never stopped making music. And it's to a point now that when you listen to me, you're like, I can't think of who you sound like.
You let the creative process do it. You find your own thing, what you want.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, you black men out there tried to hide your criminal records and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Marino was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio. But we're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Did you, because I haven't got to listen to it yet. Mm-hmm. So I will be listening. Did you find that you went into speaking like some of the influences there? Did you find comedy in some of the rapping?
There's a lot of humor in my music.
Right.
You will smirk, you will laugh at a few. My music is very humorous. My music is a reflection of me. Yeah. Right. Like when you get to know me, you'll realize like, yo, he's a funny ass guy. You know, like this guy is really, he's funny as hell. So you get the humor, you get, I've been through some things, right? So you get what I've been through. I'm still going through some things, right? Because in order to get through it, you got to go through it. So I think we're all still going through things. I'm still going through things. You get that too. So okay. Yeah, you get inspired by listening to my music. Because I'm still inspired to be the best that I can be in any aspect of myself. So you get inspiration. Yeah, you get a lot.
I'm wondering if we can pop up and listen to something. I might put
that's cool.
We something in. What is this, 24 minutes? Okay. I'm going to mark that.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe I'll set it up and see if we can find something. Depends on what YouTube lets us do.
And I'm on everything YouTube, too.
No, I just mean because it's more of. It might get popped. You know, YouTube algorithm is so good, so it'll get popped. And then even if we've had the artist on, we had artists of Philadelphia, rapper on here. Like, he's on the podcast. We're playing his music, and they'll still pop it. And they'll be like, you don't have the authority. Like, he's on the fucking podcast.
Right.
Like, we're talking to him. Like, so, YouTube, there's that kind of deal.
YouTube could be a little tricky.
Yeah, but I'll see if we can pop it up there. Let's see if we can. Music ad, or at least a link to it, or link in a card. Yeah, let's do that. Bang. All right. Zuccotti Zeus Bouillons, baby. Mm-hmm.
And there's a story to the name.
I'm excited for the fucking story, obviously. Yeah. Where did that, there's so many different things it makes me think of, but yeah, where did that come from?
So, Zuccotti Zeus Bouillons, it started with just Zeus. I used to study Greek mythology growing up. Only black kid in the hood studying Greek mythology, right? I admired Zeus. So I started calling myself Zeus as in I'm the greatest rapper. Because it was just a rap thing to me at first. No, there's nobody better than me. I'm the god of all rappers. Call my name Zeus. I have a older gentleman, man, by the name of Mac, man, one of the flyest individuals, right, that I know. His name Mac. Shout out Mac. Actually, Free Mac. He knew that one of my favorite bikes was a Ducati. Oh, yeah. I never owned a Ducati, but I loved a Ducati, right? And he started calling me, I would speak about a Ducati so much, he started calling me Zuccotti, right? Because he's already calling me Zeus.
Portmanteau, so, nice.
Right. Love it. Calls me Zuccotti. One day I pulled out a bunch of money, right? And he seen my stash and he was like, oh, you really know how to save money. Like, I ain't know you save money like this. Like, you know how to manage money. I'm like, yeah. He started calling me Bouillons. And I learned that Bouillons was basically large amounts of silver and gold back then, right? So it was Zuccotti Bouillons. That's what he would call me, and people would call me that. They would hear him say Zuccotti Bouillons, and I'm like, well, my name's still Zeus too. Right. So I'm Zuccotti Zeus Bouillons.
Love it.
And that's where it comes from.
Fuck yeah. It's got a good song to it. Yeah. It's got a good...
It rolls off the tongue when you think about it. Plus, how many people has two Z's in it?
I know. Yeah, yeah. It flows. It flows. You can call you a couple of different things. You can chop that up a lot of different ways.
You could just say Zuccotti. Like, if we're out, we may be in this part of town, and you'll hear people say, Zuccotti, yo, Zuccotti. Right. We may be in another part. You'll hear people say, hey, Zeus, yo, Zeus. We may be in another part of Philadelphia. You'll hear people say, Zuccotti, Zeus.
Right.
Or they actually say, Zuccotti, Bullion. So you're like, God damn, how many names does he have? But it's all one name.
It's all one name. Love it. Hey, so, I mean, what, tell me about, you know, you talked about going through some things and stuff, you know, so the music, the company, I mean, where do you see the music? Where do you want to go with it? I mean, it's not your only endeavor. You're building up and people are buying, you know, merch. You're building community around like Secrets with a cool, like, you know, theme and an ethos and, you know, a vibe all around it.
Mm-hmm.
So are you trying to do everything all at once? Or are you going
to? I was trying to do everything all at once.
Yeah, as we all do.
Yeah, that turned out to be total chaos.
Right.
So, you know, I was passionate about the music first.
Yeah.
I've always been rapping. I didn't always want to sell clothes, be a designer, have a clothing brand. That came later on. But there became, like I told you previously, there was a conflict between spending money on studio time, spending money on cover art, and spending money on bulk clothing at the same time.
Right.
I was like, yeah, I'm going to go broke before I even see a dollar off of anything, off of any of this. So I hit the pause button on the music. Remember, not a stop button, just a pause button for everyone wondering, does he still rap? Yes, I still make music, and I'm still making music. Just had to hit a pause button, and just more so focusing on the clothing right now.
Right.
I had a phase I had to get through with the clothing where I was spending a lot of money just on samples, right, fit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm through that phase now. Right. Now we're just like...
Yeah. You know what you want.
Yeah.
You got the items picked out. It's all there. It's the quality you want.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's a pain in the ass. It's absolutely a pain. But you go through it. That's what I mean. It shows the passion. It shows what you want to hit.
Right.
You know?
Right. And at least people know now when they get these garments.
Yeah.
They know it was passion. It was time put into this. It was patience.
Making me worried about our own merch. Shit. Nice. Hey, we're trying. It's good quality. It's decent. Probably not as nice. It's fine. It's cheaper, I think. I don't know. Fuck you. But yeah. Okay. So you're going to pause. Yeah, music's paused, which I respect. I told you I was pausing in a certain way from like put comedy on either a pause or just like, creative sometimes we do too, you know, we'll do too much. You know, we can take on more projects. Mm-hmm. If you have, you know, some I know are just like, they're one way. It's, they do this and that's the only thing they do. Most of the time though, have you ever met a person who's like only singularly one thing? They're amazing at it.
Absolutely.
Savants. The rest of their life is just chaos sometimes. Like it's just not, it's like they're not good at relationships. They're not like they don't have a balance or used to balancing that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So I feel like there's strength in trying a lot of shit.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, I think like there's something there. But yeah, I would love to see the music go like the same way that I'm pausing and with comedy or restructuring it, you know, in my head. Yeah, where do you want to go with the music?
Oh, man, I want to take the music to the moon.
Yeah.
Ask anybody, where do they want to go? I want to go to the moon. For real.
Fuck it.
But the music, I have a broad vision for the music, like, and not just for myself. Like, I actually have artists that's around me. Like, if you would have asked me 5 years ago, where do I see the music? I would have said, me dropping an album, dropping another album, then dropping another album. But I've evolved even as an artist.
Yep.
So I want to employ cameramen, right? I want to make this music an actual like business, like a platform, not just myself, but other people that's around me, right? So I'm helping people become cameramen, right?
Yeah.
Come work with me. I'm going to work with you. We're going to work together, do this thing together.
Yeah.
I'm working with other artists now. I wasn't working with any other artists before. I'm working with other underground, other underground artists that make good music. And I'm like, okay. At first, I thought maybe I could tackle this music thing by myself. I don't think it's going to work like that, right?
I don't think so.
You need some form of a team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially the tie between like beat to lyric. I mean, like, I don't know if you're creating all your own beats or working with somebody. Usually it's a collab. Mm-hmm. You know, someone's a little bit more, you know what you like, you know what you want to hear.
Right.
But you need someone to play. You need someone to like really kind of hone in on something. And yeah, so it's a lot of effort. It's always a group effort in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. I want to build a catalog for people. Catalog of just good music, right? Yeah. Good music, but not just good music, good visuals that come with the music, good meaning that come with the music, like a movie. Yeah. Like build like a movie for people with the music. But I have a lot of music, believe it or not, man. I got beats from a year ago, 2 years ago,
right,
that I'm now just like recording like music to.
Yep. I've heard this from other artists, yeah, like other hip hop people or like rap artists, where it's like, yeah, beats, like you feel like you get it and then you might not even touch it for a long time. There's so much other stuff to get moving.
Yeah. It's not easy being a creator, man.
No. Yeah. It's a burden. It's a burden that I like to say it's like we bear, but also like boohoo us. We get to, like, some people don't see in color, or you know what I mean? Like some people don't hear music in the same way. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like it's, and we choose it. Actually, you and I could be working at, you know, FedEx or some shit, you know, mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. That's, you know,
right.
You got health insurance probably. So good for you.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But the creatives, you know, we make that, but it's not hard. I mean, it's hard. It is. It's not easy. Definitely. I think it's more mental game a lot of the time. I mean, opportunities and everything like that. I mean, have you found, you know, that Philadelphia artists and other music folks, like how do you feel in the scene, or you know, is that community kind of building around you in the way you like?
Shout out to the Philly music scene, because Philly is in the building right now.
It's strong.
I can name like five different artists from Philly that are like doing their thing.
Yeah.
I wasn't like that 5 years ago. Mm. Right? So the music scene is there. But one thing about the Philly music scene is you got to put the work in.
Yeah.
Right? You can't make a good song or think you have a good song and think that's going to get people rooting for you and cheering for you. Like, nah, people root and cheer when they see you put the work in. Yeah. So you got to put the work in. And that's where I'm at right now. I'm putting the work in. But there's a lot of underground artists from Philly that I do see putting the work in that I also don't see people rooting and cheering for them. And I'm like, you know what? I notice it. And I'm like, you know what? I want to tap in with these artists, right? Yeah. Like, if you like my music, I like your music. Let's make some music together.
Yeah.
And let's turn this thing into a movement.
Right.
A movement that's actually moving.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's huge. That's how you have to do it. It doesn't really happen. I mean, maybe it does happen other ways, but I feel like it happens more ways like that way. It happens that way.
Because we all have our separate fan base, our separate listeners, like with my music, right? See, I figured out the thing with playlisting. So I have people in different countries that's listen to my music.
Nice.
Somebody from the city may have more people from the city that's listening to their music. So why not bring that together? Now we get on the song together. Now you may have my listeners from different cities or different countries tuned into your voice, to your name. And I may have more people from the city aware of me now, aware of me. And if we do that more often, holy shit, you can blast off.
It's like a song exchange. Because now with tech, you can do this. Like, yeah, you're just agreeing to, we like each other's music and to share it across boundaries, right? Any type of boundary.
I'm realizing the signs of this thing, even to the cost of studio time.
Right.
If it costs me $50 an hour, 5 hours to record a song, so that's $200, maybe $300 to $500 just to get cover art done. Why not work with another similar artist?
Right.
We go half on the song. We go half on studio costs. We go half on the cover art. And then we just split the earnings. you cut the cost of spending money doing this thing. So then you can make more, you'll have more music and your, I mean, you'll have more money left over in your wallet to make more music now.
Exactly.
Why not try that?
Like, you got to do it.
Like this.
A lot of times it is seen as cutthroat. Like, you know, early, especially early on, and hard and actually throughout, even when, especially if you get big for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like starting out, it'd be nice if more artists would just collab and see the value and and just pulling it together. I feel Philly's got a good amount of that from Mural Arts Society working with, you know, organizations to put up amazing murals throughout the city that have context and subtext and stuff like that throughout them, to music scenes, you know, fringe arts and putting out platforms. But yeah, where's a place as we're getting into kind of towards the end, where's, you know, no pressure, obviously. Again, I know the music's, you know, only a piece of you and everything like that, but yeah, where can we go to hear your songs? I'm gonna get that info and put it in here. But like, do you perform live sometimes, or if
I haven't performed live as of lately?
Gotcha.
But at one point, I performed down at Austin, Texas, the South by Southwest Music Festival.
Hell yeah!
Went to New York a couple times.
That's amazing.
Opened up for Styles P. Performed in D.C.
Fuck yeah!
So I do have experience with live performance. Yeah. So.
And then is there any place in the city we can go to, like, playlist wise? You know, I know you're sharing stuff. Like, is there some DJs and stuff that spin your shit?
No DJs locally that spin my music, but that's fine. You know,
I don't know if that's a thing as well. I'm speaking out of turn. If like, I mean, to that point, I was like, yeah, you could send somebody. You know,
they
like,
need to, though. They need to be spinning my music.
They should. And that's
especially
what I'm saying.
In Philadelphia, because my music is unique. My sound is unique. Like,
we do have a DJ that we have had in the studio. I wonder if I should reach out.
And it's local. This is local.
Yeah.
Like, when you play my music in Philly, like, this is homegrown.
Yeah.
It's a homegrown sound. It's local.
I look back and see her, because she makes her own music, but, like, she does, she's much more of, like, the DJ section of it.
Okay.
So she puts in some of her own interstitials and stuff like that, and she was gigging here in the city and other places as well.
Okay.
I'll go back and see if I can connect you guys, because I feel like there'd be a good... maybe a good fit, good collaboration there.
That would be beautiful.
But yeah, play shit, dude. Tap that card up there in the top and then go listen to it right now.
Yes,
but is it on like Bandcamp, all the normal spots? Yes, like they can go support you all over there?
All platforms. The latest single I released is called Might Bleed. Just released that, I want to say, about a month or so ago.
Hell yeah.
Had a single prior up to releasing that called Tokyo. Oh my gosh, one of the hottest freestyles that came out, I'm gonna say, this year.
Nice.
The Tokyo is a freestyle. Oh my gosh.
Okay. I'm gonna link to that. Yeah. Go check that out.
Oh man, y'all gotta check this out. Fire.
That's fucking awesome. That's great, dude. And then again, of course, Our Little Secret.
Yes.
Yeah. Where can we? I know the website's coming up soon, but they can follow you on Instagram to get all that info.
Oh, so on Instagram, go to Our Little Secret. Our Little Secret Worldwide.
Gotcha.
Yep. Everything is on the website is under construction, but it's coming. If you want to place an order right now, tap in with Our Little Secret Worldwide.
Cool.
And I will take care of you personally.
Yeah. Perfect. Awesome.
Or you could tap in with me. My Instagram is Zuccotti_Zeus. I'll take care of you. I got you.
Yeah. Boom. Go check out his stuff. You're a cool dude across the board. Again, it's always fun to, you know, I see you out. Again, there is that Our Little Secret thing. People, I mean, I told how we met on here, but now there, you're a part of it. And that's kind of the point. It's like, oh, you're only in on the joke of like, oh, do you know the smiley face? Do you know what I'm talking about?
And everybody doesn't know this.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to know a secret? Like everyone will, I'm pretty sure everyone will love to know, would love to wear this.
Absolutely.
If they knew what it was, if they knew it exists.
I wish I could. Let us know. I want to do like a t-shirt crossover, dude. We take like your smiley face and just let me do some art with it as well. That'd be cool. Not actually pitching.
That's a collab.
Like, it's a collab, 100%. But
I'm
also
open to
know
collabs.
Totally. I also know that we just talked about how much of a pain in the ass it is to get products and shirts and everything made. I'm just now thinking like that would be cool, and then also the work that would need to go into doing
process. Yeah,
we might need to do it, but if people want them, because I love that t-shirt concept, we could do like a crossover one.
That would be
as
cool,
a little artist myself. I'll if I come up with something, I'm going to shoot you over some designs. And if we like them, then we'll put them out, maybe.
I got all the game as far as how the amount of GSM should be, you know, placed into a luxury streetwear t-shirt or any kind of t-shirt that it is we want to do. You know what I'm saying?
So, fuck yes.
Yeah.
Zuyati, thanks for coming in, dude. Thanks for having this
Thanks
time
for having me, man.
Yeah. This has been awesome. But yeah, Cult of Us is back. We're doing some stuff. We got some more interviews with artists and different comics and stuff like that coming out. But check us out soon. And yeah, check out Zuccotti and all that stuff.
Yes, indeed. Stay tuned. I am I'm going to call myself a genius before anyone else even gets a chance to call me a genius. So from the clothing to the music, I'm just, you know, this is just my chance to show people my brilliancy.
Yes.
Right? That's all I wanted. I want to show people how brilliant I could be. So just tune in.
Bullion's brilliance, baby.
All right. Hey, man, from the secret family, man. Just want to bless our guy with another secret, man. That's for you, man. Dropping off secrets. Every time we come through, we dropping off secrets.
It's fucking Zuccotti, everybody. Boom.
You want to be a good person. We know you do. And that's why we're here to guide you and help. You can go to at Cult of Us Cast or Cult of Us and just subscribe, and that will fix you. This is your Pope, Neil Wood, and that will fix you. We know that you'll grow as a person and be better. Check out all this stuff. Patreon.com/cultofus or drop10.com/podcasts. You want to be better? You will.
Hi, I'm International Man of Mystery Dan DePriel, and I'm one of the weekday comics. My friend Dave and I get paid to do comedy, believe it or not. But we're not allowed to tell all the jokes we want to tell. That's why we started this podcast. Join us every Tuesday at 8 p.m. where we're going to talk about the news of the day and tell a couple of jokes that we just don't feel comfortable telling on stage. Hey, we don't have careers, so who gives a weekday comics? Our podcast, where we be the big bags of trash we were born to be and aren't allowed on the shows they pay us to do.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.